is. They need to submit the financing by July 1st. They need to have their permit approval by September 20th. They need to be completed with construction by December 15th. It's going to mess up our grant applications of the terminal project. Without them committing to the project yet, the city's not going to do the land swap, which means I don't have matching funds for the terminal project yet.
But isn't that complete construction by December the 15th? Isn't that very unrealistic?
I think so, yeah.
They don't, how can they possibly build it between September the 20th and December the 15th? That's just not possible.
It's just glass.
Well, they are minimum goals, so hopefully they'll get all this stuff done.
Well, maybe the first two are reasonable, but the last one, that's just, I don't know who decided that, but that's just crazy. Take it in 6 months to build it, I'm sure.
Probably. So that's what we're working with. Dr. Bezo, his lease agreement went to a city council, and that was approved without comment. I think he'll be occupying the office space in the next 2 weeks. Minimum standards. We met with the city manager's office, Terry Crawford, myself, one of the city council, actually Susie Honbachel, city manager's office. Mr. Crawford suggested that we contact a third-party consultant and see if they would mind doing a half-day workshop. I've contacted that consultant that Terry recommended and worked some things out. The meeting was postponed till April 3rd. Now that we're working with this consultant, possibly working with this consultant, it looks like that day is going to get pushed back even further. I'm not sure when yet. So, I don't think even an update will happen on April 3rd. If it does show up on the agenda, we'll let the board know. Construction update. On the security project, you know, all the equipment's installed, but we've got gremlins in the wireless technology. Seems like 7 p.m. every evening we've got some issues with the cameras. And we're working those out right now with the contractor. 67th Avenue, they're installing the entrance sign on State Road 40 where 67 connects. And the landscaping is underway. And then, of course, the terminal project, we're awaiting a grant match for the Veritan Fresh Farms project, so we'll keep working on that and plugging away. Operations for the first 2 months of 2012 were relatively the same as the previous 2 years at the same time frame, so there's really no change with that. Area fuel prices, I just completed a survey today. It's hard to see the difference in the colors, but Ocala is in red here, here, and here. Landmark locations are in orange. This is really interesting. Palm Beach Glades landmark, way low on our fuel prices. $4.90 for a jet. It's listed as full service.
Well, they have to pull up. It's like a stationary tank that our guys help them pump out of, but there's no trucks. Yeah.
So overall, when I looked at the previous months, it was relatively the same ratios on the top ends. There was barely a movement up or down. It looks like all that price increases have all been proportionate. No big jumps. Our local fuel sales, remember these are deliveries to the main tank, so you'll see some pretty big swings here and there. If you look at the year-to-date numbers, we're down negative 2.8% from this time last year. March, though, is looking pretty good.
I'm surprised February is showing up. I have to look at when the fuel was bought, because we were above last year according to sales. I
think
we'll get it. March has been awesome. Well, it's done now, but.
Yeah. I want to give you a little heads up on the EAA activity. Young Eagles, it was a couple weeks ago, it was turned attempts to get it done. They keep getting rained out. They got it done, they flew all the kids, I don't know how many they had out here, but they utilized this facility here. Landmark generously offered a 200-gallon fuel discount, or not even a discount, it was a free fuel, to which none of them used. So graciously, Landmark's offered to carry that over for the May 3rd through 6th event where the DA is organizing it. It's called Lose Over Ocala. Basically, it's a static display fly-in. They're going to have a Ford Tri-Motor come in. They're going to offer rides. And then there's a car show on Friday and Saturday. We'll have some warbirds here on static as well. And those 200 gallons will go towards to offset the Tri-Motor operating costs. So, that's pretty much it. I told you it's going to be a quick meeting.
Also, Matt, on the Bruce's office hangar, I don't know if you're aware of that, but it's going to be a Bruce's hangar.
Can you call there for that?
Yeah.
Good. Appreciate that. It'll be a good show.
Give them a place to park at night.
Any questions?
No.
Thanks for showing up. Any questions? Alright, see you next time.
Thank you.
That April 3rd is definitely postponed on that, probably for the next one.
Yeah, I don't see anything happening on that date. Not, we're talking about bringing in a consultant in mid-April.